Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Lucinda Rowe and Michael Connelly are the national recording artists and award-winning songwriters Lucinda and Michael. Lucinda and Michael will be performing with The World's Greatest Band for a holiday special at the Infinity Music Hall in Norfolk, Connecticut on December 10th at 7:30 p.m. We'll be talking all about the upcoming show, The World's Greatest Band, and the world of music with Lucinda and Michael here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter, Lucinda and Michael.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
It's such a pleasure to have you here at WAPJ. I enjoy your additions to the Miscellaneous Morning Show. Today, specifically when we record this conversation, there was a very special Lucinda and Michael segment on the Miscellaneous Morning Show because you discussed Ricky Bird and his
nonprofit,
yeah,
Clean Getaway,
which is fantastic. And so that's always a huge, an important topic to discuss, an important performer that you work with. And I remember seeing your work with Ricky Bird when you performed live. I remember the standing ovation that you received. that was so fantastic for your show when you performed in Torrington.
We did at the Warner Theater.
Went down in history.
that was such a fantastic show. It was a perfect venue. It was the Nancy Marine Studio Theater for the Warner Theater. It was so fantastic, fantastic show. And now you're going to be performing with an all-star band. With the world's greatest band, if you don't mind me saying so, the world's greatest band.
Well, that's what we call them.
Yeah.
At the Infinity Music Hall in Norfolk, that's going to be a huge show.
Yeah, we're excited about it. We definitely are. We actually headlined in 2007 at Infinity Hall when they had just finished the restoration, and I don't even think the bistro was open yet, right?
No,
I mean, the
green
room was in the house next door. And I mean, they were just really kind of, you know, rolling it out. And we did a headline there as an acoustic duo,
yep.
Right? So 10 years later, here we are, we're coming back. And we're coming with our full band, which we call the world's greatest band because we think that they are. And, you know, we've got this great special planned.
Yeah, that's, you know, what was the impetus for the plan? Because this is a holiday special.
It
correct?
Is.
What was the impetus for the plan? Was it the holiday music that you had previously created that you wanted to share live?
Yeah, actually, we put out Jingle This, our holiday CD, I guess last year it was. And, you know, when we started putting it together, it was kind of just for fun. You know, we didn't really think anything was going to happen. But we got huge response to it every time. So we said, well, you know, let's just do a show. Let's put it on tour, take it on the road.
And so we did. And the neat thing about Jingle This, which is the name of the CD, is that it has a few traditional holiday songs that you guys would all recognize. But the rest of it is our original music that we wrote with a holiday theme. And it's a lot of fun. It's actually a lot of fun. So we decided that we would put this show together sort of in the space of the specials that were on TV in the 1970s.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, Bing Crosby, John Denver, you know, that kind of thing. So it's highly choreographed. We have a lot of fun. We've got a few special guests that are going to get on stage too with us. And from beginning to the end, you're going to get our original holiday music as well as a bunch of traditional, you know, favorites too.
Now, is Christmas a special time of year for Lucinda and Michael and, of course, Stevie the Wonder Dog? Is this something that you enjoy, the spirit of the holiday season?
No, it's every day for me.
Yeah, you know, we try to take the spirit throughout the year. I don't know. When I was younger, and Michael and I hadn't known each other at that point, and he was living his life, I'm living my life, and our lives come together. And when it's really special, the holidays do become very, very special. So I think we've kind of got a new appreciation for the whole holiday season now that we're together. So it does mean something. But the show, it's a lot of work. It's kind of overwhelming, actually. We had another rehearsal last night. So,
but the best part is to take these, you know, rock and rollers that we work with and have them play Christmas music.
Yeah.
What's better than that?
It's kind of fun.
Do they enjoy that type of experience? Do they get into that festive holiday spirit?
They're warming up to it.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. They can
be kind of grinchy, but, you know.
Yeah. But it's fun because the band that we're working with, we love these guys. They love us. Great camaraderie. We were on the road with them in February down on the Gulf Coast. And so we have this kind of synergy now between us, and it's really gelling. So last night was really good proof of that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. So, and you've been rehearsing. This is a show. There's some pageantry involved in the.
Well, yeah. It's one of those things where it's very high energy, except for the few acoustic songs that we might do in the middle of the show. And we do have some great special guests that are going to come out and sing, so that it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And Infinity Music Hall, you've got that history. When you played in 2007, did you expect the Infinity Music Hall to be such the venue that they even expanded into Hartford and really made a name for itself there?
No, I know. It's a beautiful theater. The sound in there is just, it's tremendous. I don't know. When was the last time we were there? We saw...
We've seen many shows there.
Ambrosia
there,
was it?
Right.
Yeah.
But in 2007, when the restoration was done and we met Dan Hinks that night, and we just couldn't believe when we walked out onto that stage what we were looking at.
Yeah.
It is so phenomenally beautiful. And the sound is incredible. And there's not a bad seat in the house.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's a really intimate setting. It's very warm and inviting. There's almost a historic quality to it as well.
Very.
Because this is a historic building. And so when you go to a show, you feel like you're seeing the type of concert that could be shown on TV. In fact, some of them are on CPTV.
Right? Yeah. It's very intimate.
It really is. And it's it has this beautiful backdrop, kind of a star quality to it, which adds to the stars on stage, of course. So can you tell me the names of the all-star band, the world's greatest band, if you could? Who's in the world's greatest band? You don't have to spoil who are the special guests right now, but who are the world's greatest band?
Well, on keyboards, we have MJ Vaikaiounis, who's just a phenomenal keyboard player. It's scary, his musical language.
Yeah, his musical language is very deep, and he's toured all over the country with a lot of different people, starting his career basically in L.A. and coming back this way. So we have him on keys. Lenny Lee is on bass. Lenny is a real progressive rock guy, so it's funny to watch him, play all this Christmas stuff now. But he's phenomenal, and he's done a lot with Richie Scarlett and a lot of names that Dennis Dunaway from Alice Cooper's band.
Russ Wilson on drums is an old friend of mine that I used to work with probably about 20 years ago now. The cover scene, cover bands, all that. And he's another rock and roller.
Yeah, and he's also worked with a lot of very famous people.
Yep.
So that's the rhythm section and the keys. And then it's me and Michael, obviously, on electric guitar, acoustic guitar, percussion, and vocals.
Absolutely, which is that, and that's the core, if you will. Because I've not only seen you perform at the Warner Theater, I've seen you perform in Nashville well. So I've seen you perform all over the country, so to speak. And it's always you provide such energy with the show. And also, what I find is that you have a way of communicating with the audience and building a connection with the audience, because you're performing for them, and you can tell that there's this genuine quality that you're building a synergy. It's not just an us versus them type thing, or an us performing for them. You're really building kind of a camaraderie and a special feeling at your shows. And I think that is such a special thing for a Christmas special as well, for a holiday special as well.
Yeah, the audience is a huge part of every show that we do. They, whether they know it or not, they are directly involved.
Exactly, whether there's two people or, 2,000. Seriously, engagement is so important.
Absolutely. Well, we've come to our first break. As we go to our first break, we're going to hear just a snippet of some of the Jingle This. And for those people who are interested, where can people find Jingle This?
They can go to lucindaandmichael.com, or they can just email me at lucindaworld@AOL, and I'd be happy to get them one.
Okay, so we're going to listen to a little bit of Jingle This as we go back and come back and forth from our breaks. We'll be back in just a few moments here.
Snowflakes in the air, cocktails and some cookies, candlelight and goodies, mistletoe by the stair. Tonight, it just feels right, 'cause holiday time is here. will be popping. We'll open up your stocking right down by the fire.
Big Cheddar, I'm Jason Seacourt. Here in the studio, a very special program. Lucinda and Michael, the National Recording Artists Award-winning songwriters, they are going to be performing with the world's greatest band and special guests for a holiday special at Infinity Music Hall on December 10th at 7:30 p.m. This is going to be such a special event. You know, we teased a little bit in the first segment about the special guests. Let's get into that now. I'd love to find out who are some of the special guests who are going to be popping in and performing with you guys.
Well, we're really fortunate to have the relationships with these people. Nick Bukovalis, who you probably know Nick's name from being actually at APJ. He's been played on the radio.
Absolutely, yeah.
Nick is amazing. He's a good friend of ours. He's a great songwriter. So he's going to be doing one of his original Christmas songs that night called Give Me All Your Love at Christmas Time.
Wow, that's good. It's going to be fantastic.
And he's amazing. He's in the Blues Hall of Fame in New York State. New York State Blues Hall of Fame.
Wow, Hall of Famer right
there.
So
he's, you know, he's got quite the resume. We have Gwen Nevin, who is originally from Chicago and was really well known in the music scene out there, and moved here about 4 years ago with her husband and three beautiful daughters. She lives in Harwinton now. So she's one of my vocal students, and she's going to be getting up and doing Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree like you've never heard.
Oh, she does
such a great job with it. Then we have Cassandra L., who is a 19-year-old alternative pop singer-songwriter. She's working with Michael in the studio now.
And right. If you don't mind me mentioning, Cassandra L. had a wonderful song that was recorded at the Red Room Studio, which is the studio there in Litchfield.
We don't mind you mentioning
and,
it at all.
And if you don't mind me mentioning that. No. And but the reason why I mentioned specifically is because that song was played on WAPJ. So it was on, I believe, Darcy's program, a fantastic program, The Hotspot, which occurs at 4 p.m. So I believe that that's where the song was performed.
Wow,
right?
Yeah, and it's getting rotation already.
So that's fantastic. So Cassandra L. is a 19-year-old performer who has been working with you, Michael. Tell me about how you discovered this talent.
She was actually a student of Lucinda's too, and she writes these amazing songs. I don't know how she does it because she doesn't play an instrument. She doesn't play piano or anything, guitar. Mm-hmm. She creates these sounds on her computer in her bedroom at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And, you know, writes these beautiful lyrics and brings them into the studio, and we kind of transform them into, you know, played with real instruments, real drums, real guitars and basses and all. And the song just takes on a life of its own. And she's cut, I think, 6 tunes now. She's working on a whole album. And it should be done probably in the next couple of months. We'll be ready to master it, and it's ready to go. And it sounds amazing, man. I mean, I can't wait to bring it into the station.
Oh, that's fantastic. We'd love to showcase that here in WAPJ. One of the hallmarks of the Red Room studio there and what you bring as a producer, Michael, is that you do focus on, as you said, the real instruments. So there's no auto tune. In fact, how you record it is in a very special way, correct?
It's all tape. All done on tape. Mixing, mastering, everything. It's all analog, 100%. So there's no tricks or auto tune or beat doctor or anything. It's kind of done, you know, the way bands used to do it back in the day when, before we had Pro Tools, we had pros.
Sure, yeah, you know? Absolutely. And that brings it back, that sense of authenticity and, you know, brings it that special quality that I think resonates with the listener. It says, you know, this is this person truly bringing their talent, you know, and being vulnerable to show their talent there. And that's what Cassandra L. has done. So that's fantastic. She was Lucinda's trainee, because Lucinda is a vocal coach. Side note, check out an earlier episode of Nutmeg Chatter with Lucinda and myself, because we focused on the vocal training, vocal coaching for Lucinda. So check out that episode. Cassandra L. is going to be performing one of the songs there.
She'll be doing Santa Baby.
Santa Baby. Wow, that'll be perfect. Now, Cassandra, she is the new talent. And then, of course, with Nick, got the established talent. Who else are some of the guests who might be coming?
Robert MacArthur, actually, is another guy we work with from New York. He's going to be, what's he going to do? What songs are he
doing? He's a world-renowned tribute artist.
Yeah.
But we're not going to tell you what he's doing.
Okay, no problem.
But he's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's fantastic. This is going to be such a fantastic show here in Norfolk, the Infinity Music Hall. A holiday celebration. You know, we were talking about how with the Red Room studio, you know, it's all recorded on tape the way that it used to be, with no digital tricks, no digital auto-tune or anything like that.
No manipulation.
Right.
No manipulation at all. But that gives that authentic quality to it. And that's the authentic quality that you perform when you perform on stage. People are experiencing that. Is that something that you miss when you hear on the radio today?
Oh, yeah. Well, not on APJ, of course.
Not on APJ, right. We have such a wide variety of music as well.
I know.
So different styles, different genres, if you will. So there are many different, when you turn on WAPJ, you can hear anything, including our program here today. Yeah. But on regular established radio, it's not necessarily geared towards the music of the authentic quality of the past.
No, that's
real.
Long gone, you know, and your ear gets used to hearing things that are just so perfect that when you do hear something real, it might sound strange at first because it's like, it almost sounds out of tune. It's not completely perfect. And it's, you know, it's sad, really, that art is gone. It's gone.
Well, not gone you're making keeping it alive, and there are others I'm sure who would share that interest and share that ear as well. Is that ear something that you've developed over time, or is it something that you've always had that you never lost and then just, you know, perfected with your years of experience?
I think Michael's always had really, really good pitch. Yeah. You know, mine is pretty good as well. I ear train all of my students because I want to be sure that they don't need auto-tune.
Right.
When they go into a studio.
Yeah.
When they go into a studio after the vocal coaching with Lucinda, they're going to be able to hit the notes, whether they're at Red Room Studio or in any
exactly.
other studio.
Right.
But in the Red Room Studio, they're not going to have the fallback.
Nope.
They must hit
They
the,
have to be accurate.
The notes.
They have to be accurate. And that's one of the things that I coach is that accuracy.
Yeah. It's really not a scary place. We're making it out to be
frightening
to be.
No, it's not scary at all.
No.
What's nice about our studio is they don't only get Michael as an amazing engineer and producer, but they get me as a vocal producer. Most studios don't offer vocal production.
If you don't mind me asking,
have that.
Where can for people who want to find out more information about the Red Room Studio, can they go to a separate place, or where would they go to
the
find out more information?
Email is the easiest because they'll get our voicemail most of the time because we're in the studio. But
sure.
redroomsoundstudio@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And we're right in Litchfield, so we're local.
You're in
Litchfield.
So that's people who are interested can check out, send you an email query for that information.
Mm-hmm.
And is there also a Facebook page that people can check out?
There is. It's Red Room Sound Studio, facebook.com/Red Room Sound Studio. Yep.
Well, we're here at our second break. So as we go back, we're going to listen to a little bit more music recorded at the Red Room Studio. There's some jingle. We're going to listen to that. We're going to come on back more with Lucinda and Michael here on Nutmeg Chatter. back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk, here in studio, national recording artists and award-winning songwriters, Lucinda and Michael. We talked about the Red Room Studio, which is a fantastic sound studio, analog recording. And for more information, people can look up their website and, of course, send them an email. We've also talked a little bit. We just touched the surface of the vocal coaching. We did have a whole episode on that, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
But it occurs that a couple of the students will actually find a showcase performance at Infinity Music Hall.
Isn't that great? I mean, they're both very new artists and wouldn't have the opportunity to be on a stage like that. So this is the kind of opportunity that we try to offer our students.
Absolutely. This is what a venue to have that type of experience. Infinity Music Hall, December 10th, right before Christmas, a holiday special with the world's greatest band. So lots of musical guests, and you're going to be performing a very, kind of some show-stopping performances here.
So we have the full band performances, and we also have an acoustic breakdown in the middle of the show as well, where Michael and I will just be two guitars, two vocals.
Oh, wow.
So our fans that love
It back to the roots,
that as well.
Okay, so that they're going to get the whole Lucinda and Michael experience, many different formats, which is fantastic. They're especially fans of the very popular Jingle This album,
which came out this year.
Now, with this particular venue, the prices are set. The prices are very family-friendly, from what I understand.
They're very family-friendly. So if you want to bring, grandma and grandpa and mom and dad and five kids, it's not going to ruin your holiday budget.
Okay, that's it's a fantastic venue to see a show on the historic stage of the Infinity Music Hall in Norfolk.
And I do have to say that tickets are going fairly quickly. We actually got a phone call the other day that somebody rented a party bus, and they're bringing like 20 people.
Yeah.
So the tickets are going. So this is the time to get them.
Okay. That's hopefully we'll be putting this interview out so people have enough time to do so.
Do they have bus parking there?
I don't know.
I hope so.
Tour bus parking.
Oh, right. They must. Okay.
Well, there is the parking. There's the at Infinity Music Hall at Norfolk. There is that public parking, there will be plenty of parking in that location for it. So no worries on that front. I enjoy the Infinity Hall experience.
Whether it is,
you mentioned the bistro, and people have gone there. People go there just to eat, no matter what.
Yeah.
But they can go and they can eat and watch some acoustic sets. So that's kind of what the bistro is for. But then the main stage has this kind of just a wonderful experience. It's kind of like if for a sports fan, if you will, when you walk into an arena for the first time and you smell the grass and you see it's kind of like seeing this giant stadium. In a way, for the musician, for the fans of music, walking into the Infinity Music Hall, you have that same type of visceral experience of, wow, something grand, something important is going to happen here. A wonderful night of
the environment there is unbelievable, and we can't thank them enough for agreeing to let us bring this show there.
Do you think that history, that history of when you performed in 2007 when they just opened up, at that particular point, I can only assume that you are taking a chance at this particular venue at that particular time.
Well, they took a chance on us too, because we were just really starting out as a duo at that point. And it was really nice of them to do that for us. And here we are 10 years later, at the level that we're at, and we're coming back.
That's going to be such a fantastic show. Remember, that is December 10th, 7:30 p.m. at Infinity Music Hall in Norfolk. Before we close, just going to touch briefly, and I want to touch briefly on it because I want to invite you guys back so we can talk just about your music. Because so far we've talked about some vocal coaching and we've talked now about the show. There's this whole other aspect of Lucinda and Michael that I'd love to just capture at a different time, a different interview, and that's your music, your love of music, and how you began within the industry and how you've grown as performers.
Oh, we'd love that.
Would that be all right?
I want to
invite you back to do that. But in closing, what would you like to share about this particular holiday special? What do you want people to think of when they hear this ad?
We just want them to come and sit back and really just have a great time. You know, there's going to be a lot of songs that are going to bring them back to what it was like when they were young. And it's going to evoke a lot of memories. And I wouldn't doubt that there might be, you know, a lot of laughter and a few tears. It's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, just forget about everything that's going on and come and enjoy a show.
That's right.
A couple hours.
Get lost.
You get lost in the music. I think that's a perfect way of kind of closing. I want to save a little bit of portion so that way we can share some of that holiday music from Jingle This. So we're going to put an extended cut of your music here for the broadcast.
We appreciate that.
Thank you.
So absolutely. Want to thank you coming in, Lucinda and Michael. For more information about your work, where can they reach you? We've talked about the Red Room. What about Lucinda and Michael as Lucinda and Michael?
Okay, so that would be lucindaandmichael.com. You can reach us on Facebook with facebook.com, Lucinda and Michael, or on Twitter and Instagram at Lucinda and Mike.
Thank you for coming in to Nutmeg Chatter.
Thanks for
having us.
It was another New Year's Eve, just a night like all the rest. I tried to hide looking in your eyes, you know I did my very best. At times I've trouble hiding these feelings that arise. You knew it too, you always knew. When did you become so wise? It was a long time after midnight, still standing in the cold. The New Year was so new then, the old year seemed so old. I never felt a feeling that made the breeze so warm, like the one you sent, and how much it meant when you held me in your arms. Dreamt them all of you.
Production of WAPJ Torrington Community Radio. Some of the music has been provided by Lucinda and Michael, so we thank them for that. The music has also been provided by the Jingle Punks, courtesy of YouTube royalty-free music, so we thank them for that. Please stay tuned for more music on WAPJ Torrington Community Radio. We hope you enjoyed the chat.